The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Pesach at the Beis Chabad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah on Daf Kufchav Beis on the Beis begins the parak of Kol HaKelim, a parak that discusses primarily the halachas of Muktzah. Batz of Muktzah is one of the Suri Shabbos that a person encounters most frequently over Shabbos. It's interesting to note that the Chai Odom, who composed the Tefillah Zakah that people say at the onset of Yom Kippur, so the Chai Odom, right, he goes through different varma of the person, different parts of the body, and the person describes the veirah that he did. It's interesting, when he discusses the hands, the veirah that he's most concerned with is moving muktzah on Shabbos. Notice he doesn't say anything about bayir, he doesn't say anything about mechabes, all the malachas that you'd imagine a person could chas v'shalom be encounter over Shabbos. Of all of them, the only one he mentions is muktzah. And I think the reason for that is because Daim Askani is saying hands have a tendency to just move around, and it's very likely if a person's not very well versed in the halachas of muktzah, there's a high likelihood that he's going to encounter being over on moving muktzah on Shabbos. Therefore, the veira that the chayadim points out the most, that person has to be most worried about, is muktzah. So this parak is an opportunity to familiarize ourselves with some of the halakhas of muktzah, and like we said, it's a very important thing to be familiar with so that a person chas v'shalom shouldn't be nifshal in a issur d'rabbanan. So the Mishnah starts, Kol HaKelim Nitolim B'Shabbos, V'Zal Seisei Mohem. The Mishnah starts that a person is allowed to move, he says, Kelim, but it says the Delos HaKli, the door to the Kli, is also Mutter. Asol Pi Shinesparku. Even if the Delos came off, it's still Mutter. For example, let's say a chest that you store things in, and the chest has a door attached to a hinge, and that hinge got ripped off. So the halacha is that you're allowed to move that chest cover, which has been ripped off, is Mutter to move on Shabbos, it's not Muktzah. And the Mishnah goes on to say, She'einan doimin l'dalzlik sabayis. The Mishnah contrasts such a door to the door of a house. In other words, let's say a door of the house got ripped off its hinges, so that door is muktzah, whereas if it would be the door to a chest, it would not be muktzah. Now, the Gemara explains that the reason is because the door to a chest is muchan agav aviv. That means that since the chest has a shame kli on it, the chest retains its status of a kli, so therefore the cover to the chest, we could still view it as being associated with the chest, and therefore just like the chest is not muktzah, so this cover is also not muktzah. By contrast, the Mishnah says that by delos habayis, if you have a door to a house that came off, so over there, the house does not have a shame kli, so therefore, as long as the door can be functioned, it's part of the house and it's functionable, so then, it's not muktzah. Whereas, if it gets ripped off, the fact that it's going to be put on does not give it a shame kli, because the bayis doesn't have a shame of a kli. So therefore, this door is now muktzah. Now this halacha, a person can encounter this in a number of cases. For example, let's say a screen on a window fell off on Shabbos. So the screen is now muktzah. A person is not allowed to move the screen. And even if, let's say, you're afraid the screen is going to get ruined, if it's on the floor, there's nothing you can do. You're not allowed to move it. It's muktzah on Shabbos. It's also negated. Let's say a person was turning the handle of a knob to open the door on Shabbos, and the whole handle rips off. So the din is, that handle is now muktzah. The Mishabur brings down in Simin Shin Ches of Machloikis Achoinim, let's say something which is muktzah, you find it in your hands. So some Achoinim say that you're allowed to just put it down anywhere. And other Achoinim say that only by a Klishim Lachta Lizer you're allowed to put it anywhere. So over here in our case, if the handle rips off the door on Shabbos, you'll be subject to this Machloikis. And the Achoinim assume that they Neman Lahalacha that if it's a shas of chak or makom hefsed, then as long as it's in your hand, you'll have to put it in a safe place. However, if it's not a makom hefsed, for example, it will be safe just if you're putting it back just to let go of it, then a person is obligated just to let go of it and not to put it anywhere. And this also is negative. Often a person, let's say, will turn on the faucet, the handle to the faucet, and then he does it hard, and then the whole faucet handle just comes off and remains in his hand. So that will be have the same halacha, it will be muksa, and if a person is able to just drop it, then mukhiv to just let it fall, whereas if it's a makam hefted, for example, he's afraid that he's going to lose his whole faucet handle, his expensive faucet handle, then he would be taka permitted, as long as it still remains in his hand, to put it in a safe place. That's one application of this. Now the Mishnah contrasts this delos habayis to delos hakli, that by delos hakli it's not muksa. So now there's a Gemara later on that on Daf Kufchav Dalad on Beis we'll have the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a shever kli, let's say you have a kli that broke, so the halacha is that you're allowed to move the broken pieces, provided only if it does me'ein malacha. The way we paskin is like Rav Shimon, that it's me'ein malacha. It has to have, the piece has to have some function to it in order for it not to become mukta. Now the Mishnah Brewer brings that. Now over here in our Mishnah, the Mishnah doesn't say that it has to have made the Dallas Kli has to have made a malacha. So the Mishnah Brewer explains the distinction, and really this comes from Rashi and Tosis learns like this is really Shitas Rashi and Tosis that the reason for the distinction is that in our Mishnah, since the original Kli is for example, let's say the chest. That we're discussing a chest with a cover, so since the chest is still intact and the chest retains on it the shame kli, so the chest cover now can be called the shame kli, even though it has no function, even though this chest cover has no function, so then it's still not muksa because the chest itself is not muksa. Whereas by shever kli, where the kli itself broke, then in order for it not to be muksa, the only way is if it has some sort of function, the shever itself will have some sort of function. That's the way Rashi and Taisu explained, and that's the way the Mishnah Brewer brings down the halacha. So I just wanted to go through a practical case, which is somewhat negeya, and to try and use it to expound upon what the Chayim say about the halacha. One application of the halacha should be, let's say a person has a button of, let's say, his jacket or his coat, and the button pops off on Shabbos. Is that button mukta or not? So, since the button is meant to go back to the coat, so that is the case, really, of a delos hakli. No, the function, it functions to the primary thing. Let's say it was a coat button. So, since the coat is not mukta, so too the button will not be mukta on Shabbos. That's what we would say, and that is the way the Minchas Shabbos brings down the halacha. That if a button falls off, then it's not mukta. Now the Achrayim deal a lot with this Minchas Shabbos, and there are three main ha'aris the Achrayim have on this Minchas Shabbos. I just want to go through them one by one. Now there are a number of Achrayim, even though we said the Mishnah Brura paskins like Rashi and Tosis that by a Dallas Kli Shnisparik. That you do not need, that it should have any sort of function, there are a number of other Rishonim that disagree with this. The Ran, the Ritva, the Meiri, Rabbi Yonis and Lulnil, they all argue in Rashi, and they say that a Delos Kli is no different than a Shever Kli, and the Delos Kli also has to have a function. So in our case of a button, certainly the button has no function unless it's on a suit or on a coat. So certainly it would be mukta according to those Rishonim. Now a number of Rishonim, great Paiskin, they do paskin like these Rishonim that we just mentioned. The Aruch HaShulchan and Siv Chafei, Shimon Simon Shinches, Siv Chafei paskins like that. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Badner Chuvis, in Igris Moshe Chelik Heisim Chaf also paskins like this. These Rishonim, he says that a button is mukta, and the Shemir Shabbos Mechasa brings out Rishonim Zalman was mefakbek. He didn't say that it's osir. He doesn't hold that it's osir. He was mefakbek. He was unsure of how to paskin over here. Now Lamaisa, even though we said a number of Achrayim are chayshish lahachmir, there are a number of the Gedolei HaPaiskim that do go with Rashi and Tosis, they hold that even though it has no function, Dallas Kli is not muksa. Like I said, the Mishnah Brura paskins like that. and the Tzigul Dovid paskins like that, and the Rechaim of Nesivis paskin like that. So it comes out as a very big machlekes, a paiskin, and so lahalacha, well, certainly a person should not move the button unnecessarily, you know, a person should be choishish lahachmir. However, since this is a shayla of the Rabbanon, so if let's say it'll be difficult, if it's a makom etzchak, and the person has difficulty, for example, let's say it'll be a big tircha if he loses this button to find another button, there's certainly very big grounds to makel, because like we said, many achrayim do go with the Rashi and Taisus shot that if you have a delos klish nisparik, if you have something that helps the klish that comes off, you don't need the delos klish to have any function. That is one ha'ara on the stack of the Michel Shabbos that says that a button is not mukta. Another ha'ara that some people bring down is that number of achrayim bring down is a Taisus arid that says that if you need a Maisa Uman to return the Dalas Kli to the Kli, then it does become Mukta. In other words, what that means is that when do we say that a Dalas Kli retains the same Kli because the original Kli is intact? That's only if I can easily put it back after Shabbos. But if I can't easily put it back, it takes only an Uman to put it back, so then we don't say that the Dalas Kli has a shaykhus to the Kli enough, an association with the Kli, to enable us to say that it's not Muksa. So now Lamaisa, the Sefer Hashem, there's a Sefer Hashem Yehuda on Muksa, so in the back he has a kuntras from Rav Scheinberg Zatzal. Rav Scheinberg brings down this shita of some people who are Mefakbik in the Tetzer of the Mechel Shabbos, and he says he dismisses this taina. He says, first of all, that's not really what the Taisus Rid means. The Taisus Rid, when he says that you need a Uman, he just means in a case where you're not planning, since you need an Uman, you're not going to actually put it back. But if you actually intend to put it back, then even the Taisus Rid would agree that it's not Muksa in spite of the fact that he needs an Uman to put it back. And he points out that all the Achrayim, the Stimus Achrayim, nobody from days of Shulchan Aruch to the latest Achrayim, except for these few Heidegger Sarim that bring it down, nobody mentioned this distinction that if something needs a Maisa Uman, then you don't have the Heter of Delos Klish Nesparik. So therefore he says, Allah Maisa, he comes out very clearly like the Mincha Shabbos, that a person may put back the buttons, may the button is not Muksa, and you can retain it to put it back after Shabbos. Now, there's another Achman who argues on this Mincha Shabbos is Rav Chaim Noah in the Kseisa Shulchan Simen Kuf Tes Eichas. He brings down that he doesn't understand why a button should not be Muksa, because he says, when do you say that a Delos Kli that came off is not Muksa? That's only a Dallas Kli that I'm going to return this Dallas to this Kli. Now, this, for example, the chest cover. So I'm going to put the cover in the chest back onto the chest, then we say the chest cover is not Muksa. However, we hear by button, people take any button. They'll just go to the drawer, button drawer, and put it back. So therefore, he says, this button is not aimed to go back onto this Kli, and therefore it's Muksa. Now, Lamaisa Farshtek Tuchalain, that we can understand, it's evident that this is really a Matthias issue. In other words, if a person, there's a generic button, very often with shirt buttons like that, that a person has a lot of shirt buttons, then you won't necessarily put down this shirt button back onto the shirt. So then, of course, the Svara of the Ksaisa Shulchan is very strong, that the shirt button would become Muksa. However, there are many buttons that you will save this button to put back on this thing, suit buttons and coat buttons. There it is that you retain this button because it's hard to find an alternative button. So therefore, certainly his aura of the Kseis Shulchan will not apply in such cases. So just to come out lahalacha, if the button falls off, so it depends. If it's a button that you're not going to necessarily put back, you know, you wouldn't retain this to put back this button on this thing that it came, this article of clothing that came off, then it's certainly Muksa. However, if you would, if this is the type of button that a person would retain to put back on this type of garment, so then we said it's a machlekes achrayim, and so if there's no real need to hold on to it, it's better to be machmer. However, if doing so will entail difficulty, there's many, many achrayim, like we said in the Mishnah Berurah himself goes like this, there are many achrayim that say that the button does not become muktzah, and therefore a person certainly is allowed to put it in a safe place to retain it for after Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.